It's an extra chilly morning for some in North Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The power's out a second straight morning for 37,000 homes and businesses around Carthage, where it's just below freezing out. After vandals fired shots Saturday and damaged two substations, Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says,
no motivation. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept it. They're the ones that done it, so yeah. I call them cowards.
A new $60 price cap on Russian oil the U.S. and our G7 allies imposed took effect today, punishing it for the Ukraine invasion. Russia says it won't supply countries that don't pay full price for oil. It's a final day to campaign before tomorrow's Senate runoff in Georgia.
We've elected people to Washington that have forgotten about that. We do have a border.
Republican Herschel Walker is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
The four most powerful words in a democracy are the people have spoken.
Well, former President Trump continues to claim he won the 2020 election, posting online rules and even parts of the Constitution should be thrown out so he can be reinstated as president.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, the soon-to-be House Minority Leader, called it a strange statement. He said Republicans must decide on whether to seek compromise
or continue to lean into the extremism, not just of Trump, but of Trumpism.
While some in the GOP still support the former president, Congressman Dave Joyce of Ohio says a narrow majority from voters means not looking back.
They gave us an opportunity and we need to perform and we need to care about the issues that they care about.
Both were on ABC's This Week.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. A star baseball player from the 80s and 90s headed to the Hall of Fame. Fred McGriff voted in by a special new committee and he tells MLB Network,
it's a great honor. It's the ultimate. Every player's goal is to make it to Cooperstown, be a Hall of Famer.
Some star players tainted by steroids were again denied, including Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. America's
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China has eased some more COVID restrictions after widespread protests over lockdowns and forced testing and a zero COVID policy to try to stop the virus's spread. Here in the U.S., there's concern about what some call a triple-demic of three illnesses now spreading, COVID, RSV, and the flu.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention kicks off its National Influenza Vaccination Week, an annual campaign to remind everyone 6 months old and older that there's still time to get a flu vaccine. Officials encouraging folks to spread the word in person, releasing printable flyers and online with hashtag FightFlu or tagging at CDCFlu on Twitter. The CDC is seeing an uptick in recent flu cases across the nation, with the season starting earlier than usual, reporting at least 78,000 hospitalizations and over 4,500 deaths from the flu. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall to start the week. Dow futures down more than 100 points. On Sunday Night Football,
Colts brings five. Prescott throws underneath, complete. CeeDee Lamb, was he down? They say no for now, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
And the Dallas Cowboys scored a lot more, blowing out the Indianapolis Colts 54-19 on NBC earlier.
You could call it a Cincinnati trifecta. The Bengals beat the Chiefs 27-24. That's three straight Cincinnati victories over Kansas City in this calendar year. The margin in each contest was 3 points. The 49ers ended Miami's five-game winning streak. San Francisco topped the Dolphins 33-17. Jimmy Garoppolo left the game with a foot injury. Brock Purdy guided the Niners to the win. Philadelphia improved to 11-1 by downing Tennessee 35-10. Former Titan A.J. Brown caught two TD passes, and Deshaun Watson was sloppy in his return from an 11-game suspension, but the Cleveland Browns topped Houston 27-24.
That's Bob Mortali. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.